Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Kuf Samach Aleph, mitzvah 561. Continuing with the marriage mitzvos here in Parshas Kisetzeh. Last today we had the mitzvah, the isser of marrying a mamzer, shlikach mamzer bas Yisrael, and today we have the isser of marrying someone from Ammon and Moab. Says the Torah right here in Parshas Kisetzeh, lo yavo Ammoni u'moavi b'kal Hashem. A male from Ammon and Moab are not allowed into the nation of God. Gamdor Asiri, lo yavola mikal Hashem ad olam. Even the 10th generation, as the Torah says by Mamzer as well, it doesn't matter how long Ammon and Moab, even if they convert and they become Jewish, one is not allowed to marry them. Only a Gioris, as we'll see, but that is the Isser of Ammon and Moab. Unusually, the Torah here gives reasons for the Isser. Why? Why can't you marry Ammon and Moab? Al devar asher lo kidmu eschem balechem of amayim. Because they did not come out to you with bread and water, the basic needs that people need to live. Baderach patzeis chami Mitzrayim. When you were coming out of Mitzrayim, they didn't come out and offer you anything. Number one, va'asher sachar alecha es bilam ben ba'or mipesar, and that they hired out and they paid Bilam ben Baor from Petor Aram Naharayim Lekaleka to curse you. So they weren't mocked in with bread and water, and they hired out Bilam. The Mefarshim talk about, you know, why is the lesser, seemingly lesser offense put first? They didn't give you bread and water, and they wanted to curse you forever and ever, eternally. So that should be first. That's one question they deal with. Mefarshim also deal with the second question of why the first one is with Lashon Rabim, Lo Kidmu Eschem, and the second one is Lashon Yachid, Sachar Alecha. Again, discussed by the Mefarshim. But the Torah continues, V'lo Ava Hashem Elokecha L'shmoel Bilam. But even after they cursed, as we know from earlier in the Torah, Hashem didn't want to listen to Bilam. V'yafoch Hashem Elokecha L'cha Saklal L'vracha. Hashem changed the curse to a bracha. Ki Yahevcha Hashem Elokecha. Because Hashem loves you. Very unique lashon by this mitzvah. Lo sidrosh, and then we get to the next mitzvah. Shlo sidrosh shlamam v'tavaslav kol yamecha la'olam. That'll be the next mitzvah. But anyway, this is the isser of marrying any male from Ammon and Moab. This mitzvah, the Ramban, counts as two separate mitzvahs. Not marrying anybody from Ammon and Moab. Remember, the Ramban knocks out many mitzvahs that the Ramban puts in, has in, so he has to add on to various mitzvahs. So here too, the Ramban counts two. Many times the Ramban counts two and the Ramban counts one. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema, the mitzvah of the Karban Tamids, the mitzvah of the Ketores, all of those, the Ramban counts one and the Ramban counts two separate mitzvahs. So says the Sefer Chinuch describing this Isser, Shelo nischatein im hazacharim mibnei Ammon u'Moav la'olam. We are not allowed to marry any males, any Jewish females. Not allowed to marry a male from Ammon u'Moav la'olam forever. V'afilu la'achar sheyizgayru. Even after they convert, they're still known as an Ammonite or Moavite convert, and this is the Isser. Shene'amar lo yavo Ammoni u'Moavi b'kal Hashem ad olam. They are not allowed in. Again, a lot to talk about here. Just to mention two quick thoughts first from the Mayana Shel Torah, who quotes this B'pi HaShmua, and that is the two reasons given in the Torah actually work well together for our purposes. And that is, they say, they didn't bring out lechem and mayim. Unless they say that it was because they didn't have enough money, they didn't have enough basic needs, and they needed it for themselves, but you had enough to hire out Bilam, who was the greatest curser in the world. Mipasar, I'm not the Kalalecha. So the self-contradiction in one's actions is something that they will not be able to stand up to. If they see Aniyamal, even though you see Yadam, Kedila Hagish Lachem, Avalata, you had enough money for this, right? It reminds us of the Beis HaLevi in the beginning of Parshas Vayigash, based on the Medrash, Oilohem Liyomadid, Oilohem Atochecha. But Yosef HaTzadik gives them an unbelievable tochacha. How are we going to be able to stand up to the Yom HaDin? Right, so the question that the Beis HaLevi asks, well, again, many Mefarshim quote this Beis HaLevi, why is it that the Medrash calls this tochacha? Yosef didn't say anything to them. Yosef just said, Ani Yosef Aodavi Chai. How is that tochacha? Says the Beis HaLevi, that's the greatest tochacha in the world, because what Yosef is telling them is that your actions are not consistent. You're so, you know, passionate, and you so don't want me to take Binyamin. And what happened decades ago? What happened when you threw me in the pit? So you don't have such love. You care so much about your father, but you see you don't care much about your father. It's all about inner consistency in a Jew's actions. We don't have enough money for this. What about for this? We don't have enough time for this. What about for this? That's Kodesh Baruch Hu's not going to ask us why weren't we like so and so. He's going to ask us why weren't we like ourselves. The potential that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us, that we could be the best that we could be. That's the problem. And that's exactly what the Pesukim referred to here. That if they say, oh, we were poor, and that's why we couldn't bring you bread and water, no, it's not going to work, that excuse, because he had enough money to hire out Bilam. Number one. Number two is another point, and that is, why do we give so many levels of reasons here? Velo ava, vayehafech, and you have to go into the whole explanation. We know Hashem didn't let Bilam curse. Right? Read the Pesukim in Parshas Balak. The Torah has to emphasize it here. So why is that needed to be repeated here? So explains a Gadol Echad. He quotes, Baram b'shasha Rasha mevakish la'ra li Yisrael v'davar ola biyado. If ever a Rasha does something against the Jewish people and he succeeds, it's a siman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and this Rasha is just a tool in the hand of God. Like the Rambam says, by the Bris Ben Abbasarim, why, if the Mitzrayim was supposed to do it, so, you know, why were they punished? So it could have been anybody. But still, whoever it was, should be viewed as a tool of Hashem. Except that maybe they went further by the Mitzriah. But that's in general. But if we see that a Rasha tries to do something and he does not succeed, so that shows he wasn't a tool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wasn't just a shliach, but he was just trying to do it himself, and he's roy to be punished. That's what the Torah is emphasizing here. That Bilam wanted to do it. So you might say, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's supposed to be. No. V'lo av Hashem l'shmo el Bilam. V'yafuch, he changed it. That's a simon that he was just doing it because of his own rishus. And memela, he is subject to punishment, and therefore lo yavo amoniyum Avibikal Hashem, they can never come into the Jewish nation. Misharshia mitzvah. What are some of the messages behind this mitzvah? The most common message being discussed by all the mafarshim here, based on the Ramban, says the Sefer Chinuch by Shabur first by Parsha. That's the first reason given even before Bilam. Why? That is defining. Godel Milas Gemilas Chasadim. The greatness of Chesed, Varchakas Midas HaNevala Vakilus, and the distancing of miserliness and focusing on oneself. That's what this mitzvah is about. V'alkein Sivanu L'kvoa Sina Imayim. We have to be Koveya, the sin in our hearts, and the sin of their Mida. She'eshchisu V'hisivu. They destroyed, and they were disgusting. L'haros Tachlus Risham V'nevlasam Shol V'haktam Afil Lechem Umayim. Even basic Chesed. Kahal Gol, Agadol, Ayefi Aderach. We were tired, we were exhausted. Even the basic Chesed they didn't want to give us. Over in Bigvulam, that they were passing through. We even said we'd pay for it. No, they came out and just the opposite. Chazal say they gave us no dose Nefu with salty water, and they made it so much worse for us. The basic level of chesed, that's why that's the first reason, and that's why they can't be part of Am Yisrael. But one second, what does that have to do with what happened thousands of years ago? Ammon and Moab today, what does it have to do with anything? So for that, we have to go to the Ran. We'll go back to the Ramban soon also. The Ran and the Drushas, which is quoted in Parshas Chayesara by many Mefarshim, and that is, why does Avram Avinu have to go all the way to send Eliezer, his servant, all the way to Padan Aram to find a wife for his son Yitzchak? Halalo of the Avodah Zarah, halalo of the Avodah Zarah. They're all a bunch of people, non-believers. They weren't Jewish yet, really. Maybe they were. Maybe you consider it wasn't a Jewish nation yet, but Avram and Yitzchak believed in something, and nobody else did. So why do you have to go so far? So explains the Ran and the Drashas. And the Achron and the Klayakor and others also expand upon this. There's a big difference between the Chataim of the people around Avraham and the Chataim of the people far away. The Chataim of the people around Avraham, that was in the Seichel. That was in the mind. They were misguided. The opposite. Why? The sins by the ones from Padan Aram, the Lavans and all of those out there, they were misguided. It was a Seichel problem. And that could be undone. And that does not go be Yerusha. That's just one's own personal decision to think a certain way. But the Avaryonim that were near Avram Avinu, explains the Ran, they had Midos Ra'os. And Midos Ra'os are Yarshin. They go from parent to child. And it continues. Obviously there are exceptions, but it means one has to overcome if there is something negative in the prior, in the genetics. And that's why Avram Avinu says, I'm going to send Yitzchak Avinu. I'm going to get his wife from there, because Midas Tovos are defining. And that's what this mitzvah is about. Ammon and Moab for all generations, says the Ran and the Drushas, have to be separated and meruchak from Am Yisrael. If you look at the Ramban, expands on this. He quotes the Ibn Ezra, who quotes some other ideas why they should be excluded. The Rabban vehemently doesn't like his ideas, and the Rabban says as follows: Vahanira Eli. It appears to me, what's the reason behind this Isra of Ammon and Moab? Ki Yakasav Hirchik Shnei Ha'achim Eile. The pasuk is Marchik, it distances these two brothers. Shehayu Gemulei Chesed Me Avraham. Not just Chesed. The Chiddush says it's about Chesed, but says the Ramban more specifically, it's about a specific type of chesed. It's about Akaris Hadov. These brothers, Ammon and Moab, they were saved, right? From Lava, from Lot, and he was saved from Stom. Shehitzil Avihem Ve'ima Min HaCherev HaShvi. Their father was saved by Avram Avinu. U'bizchuso Shelcham Hashem Mitoch Afecha. And only bizchus Avram Avinu, Hashem saved them from the city that was being overturned. And it's only roi for them to have a karas hatov, to have feelings of gratitude and actions of gratitude. And they didn't. Ha'echa, number one of them, sakhar alav. The Ramban says, you know why there are two reasons in the Torah? Because each reason is referring to a different nation. Ha'echad, sachar alav Bilam ben Ba'ar ve'him ha-Moavim. One of them hired out Bilam ben Ba'ar. They are the Moavites that hired Bilam. V'ha'echad, lo kadam osav alechem uvamayim kasher karvu lamulo. And the other one didn't bring a bread and water close. Kemosha kasav, as it says in the Torah, Zvarim, ata over ayom es gvul, Moav esar. The karav to mul b'nei Amon. So you're going to come to Amon. Vini ha'kasav is hira, maltutsure, maltiskarbam. Fame lo kadmu osam klau. The Pasuk says, don't fight them. We weren't going to start up with them. We weren't going to do anything negative to them. And still, they didn't do anything. They didn't come out and treat us like basic human beings. Ki haya kasav omer kasher asu li b'nei Esav ha-Moavim v'Amonim avalo hiskir Amon shelo kadmu osam. V'nei, says the Rabban in the continuation, Amon irshia bazei yoser mikulam. Amon did even worse. Unbelievable. What do you mean mikulam? Ki b'nei Esav ha-Moav ha-Moavim sher yadu shuzi Yisrael shelo yiskaru b'mosi olechem u'mayim chuslik v'ulam. Basic bread. Even though they did something terrible with Bilam, but they did the basic chesed. And if you look in the footnotes here in the Chevelle edition, V'lamanu mikan yisod nifla, quoting one of the Achronim, you learn from your yisod, bishvil, and it's in the contrast, which we're going to get to as in this Rashi in a couple of days, when we talk about the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim threw our babies into the river, but they're not meruchak forever. Because why? They killed us, but they weren't, they didn't, have that midah mushchas of kfui tova aval. So therefore they can't, Mitzrayim could eventually come in, but the midah kfui tova, that's the mahus of all midos, says you have to stay away. You have to stay away, and there's much to talk about when it comes to hakaras hatov. As we know, we start off the day moda ani lefanecha, and we start off the psukah de zimra, hodu l'Hashem kiru v'shmo. And the Abu Draham writes in his commentary on the Siddur, the only part of chazaras hashatz that one cannot be yosei through the chazan, but he has to say it himself, is modim. Right, is modim. We say it ourselves. Why do we say it ourselves? Because you can't give thanks through a proxy. You can't say modim through somebody else. It's very personal. It's very emotional. It's very specific. And therefore, we have to say it ourselves. We can't be yotzei through someone else. Again, this is the mitzvah of being the iser, the aveira, of keeping those away from us that have this midah of kafui tova. There's a pasuk later on in the Torah, which we'll get to. Hashay tashiv lo aso avot, when you return a collateral of a poor person, you have to give back the collateral, kavo hashemesh, but before the sun comes down, v'shachah b'sal maso, so the ani can sleep with it, uveirachaka, and he'll give you a bracha. Ask Rav Dan Sagal, what do you need the bracha for? We're talking about a great tzaddik who's giving you a bracha. What does the pasuk have to say? Right, that the lov that the is going to be a bracha, that the lov is going to give a bracha to the malva. Right, you don't know if he's a tzaddik ador. So he explains that the Torah is teaching us the chiv of akaras hatov, that he has to give him a bracha. If he does something, uveirachecha, that's midah tovos. You have to give somebody a bracha. You have to be makir what they do. And the yisod of akaras hatov, which is explained by the mefarshim, by the mitzvah bikurim, the only mitzvah that the Slonim Rebbe points out, the only mitzvah that has hishtachavaya as a chelek of the mitzvah, the hishtachavisa, says the pasuk. What does that mean? Hakaras HaTov, the root of it is Hachna'ah. Realizing that I need somebody else. Realizing that it's not just me. I can't survive without this. I need somebody else. That is the, and focusing on other people. That's the Amida of Hakaras HaTov, the Amida of Hachna'ah, the Amida of, of Hishtacha Avot. Even alluded to, one could suggest, in the Aseres HaDibros. We know the Aseres HaDibros, the Me'iri already says in his Hakdamah Tashas, that even though there are 10 in the Torah, but we have a Mesorah that there are 5 and 5. And he says, each one of the two on the same line have an affinity. 1 and 6, 2 and 7, so they all connect. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the opposite of Lo Sirtzach, because that's denying Tzelem Elokim, and you think there's no less din v'less dayan by killing, and Avodah Zarah is related to Gilui Arayos, because that's what it's compared to when we leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone is, he works out. What about the 5 and 10? Kibud Aveim and Losachmod. Losachmod means life's about me. Losachmod means I don't need anybody else. I could get what I want. I could do what I want. I could grab what I want. I could desire what I want. It's all about me, me, me. Kibud Aveim realizes that I recognize that I'm not in the middle. And if one could say, if there is an Aveira that goes along with Lo Yisa, Amon, and Moav, it's the Mitzvah Zaseh of Kibud Aveim. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel says, Kibud Aveim is about Hakaras HaTov. That's what this Mitzvah is about. Realizing what your parents did for you. V'lo yei navalu misnaker v'kfui tova shezu midara u'me'usa b'tachlus tavlei Elokim anashim. So the Ramban by Amon and Moav and the Chinuch by Kibud Aveim. And he continues, if you focus on your parents, v'sheyitena libo ki ha'avo emim sibas ha'yosa ba'olam, and I realize that they're the reason I'm in this world, and they're the reason that everything that I have is because of them. Be'emes roilu lasos lam kol kavod v'chol to'el sheyuchal, that will, says the Sefer HaChinuch, lead you to Hakaras HaTov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you'll start thinking about, why are they here? And what brought them here? And the whole going back to Adam HaRishon. And ultimately, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'hakir tov ashakel baruch hu shu sibaso, v'sibas kol avosav, ad Adam HaRishon, v'shehu tzio l'avir ha'olam, v'sibik tzarcho kol yamav. And you recognize that, v'abido maskunto v'shleim ha'sevarav, and he gives me health, and he lets me become alive, and he puts in me, v'nafas bo nefesh yudas maskeles, shiluli ha'nefesh shachananu ha'kel, without that nefesh that Hashem gave us, yekesus keper, I'll be like a horse. I won't be any better than an animal. Moser Adam and Ameba Ayin. Right, that's Kibud Aveim in the positive, with what Amon and Moav, the Isser, is in the negatives. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. Let's continue now back to the Chinuch. We, Asher Sachar Bilam, Va'afal Pisha Mitzriim, Shibdu Banu, V'tziyarun Zman Rav, and this is exactly what we saw before, even though the Egyptians also tortured us. Lo Nisrachnu Mehem Kiim Ador Shlishi. We only have a limited restriction from them. Third generation, the Adanu Mizesha Yafal Aladim Lasus Kama Chatoim Belon Avala Achas Gedola. Right, a person could sin terribly, but this sin of a lack of recognition of others good for you, he says, that's unforgivable. Amon and Moav. Okay, we continue. Midini HaMitzvah, some of the halachas of the mitzvah, as we know, very famous, only the males are excluded. Dafka Zacharim, Mibni Amon and Moav. Why? Nekevos are mutter. So Chazal say, well, if the reason is because they didn't bring out food and water. Ish darko lakatim avalo anakevis. Men come out, not women. Women aren't faulted. Klomar. Shein lo haisa yadam binavala. Kishlo kadam yisro blech levayim. It wasn't their fault. Ein derech ha'isha to bring food and bread and water out to the battlefield. V'hakel. Great line, says the Chinuch. Lo ya'aves mishpat la'anosh ha'isha. Bishvol nivlas ha'ish. Hashem's not going to punish the women for the nevela of a man. Chalila lakel mersha. And therefore, it only applies to the men and not to the women. And as we know, this was a famous discussion on the battlefield in Yevamis, Daf Ayin Vav Mabez, where Doeg HaAdomi is there, and Shaul is looking out, wondering who is this little boy who is in the process of killing Goliath. Is he right to be the king? Can he be royal blood? And Doeg HaAdomi, the great Malshin, says that, what do you mean? You're not going to be the king? Can he even be Jewish? Amoni, Moavi, then I'll let him come into the nation. And David side stands up and says, no, of course, Avner says, Amoni v'lo Amon, v'lo Moavis, don't say a word. And then Doeg says back, what do you mean? All of the Isurim only apply to the men? What about Mamzer v'lo Mamzeres? You're all going to say that? We learned yesterday, Misfashir. Mamzeres is also included. So he quotes, no, Shaini Hacha, the Mefarish time in Bekra, Al Shalo Kidmu Aschem Alechem of Amayim, Darko Shalish L'Kadeim, v'lo Darko Shalish L'Kadeim. So it's not their fault. And Asol gets up and says, anybody who argues, you know, is going to, Amasa gets up and says, anybody who argues, I'm going to stab them. Amoni v'lo Moavis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. That's what we say. And that's why Rus and Nama were able to come in. Rus, the wife of David, the wife of Shlomo, they were all able to marry, because it only applies to the men and not to the women. Not for now, but again, we've discussed in the past. We kasher David. But why did he need this in his background? Why didn't David have pure, pristine lineage? he dafka has to be in a controversial discussion? You know, it's dafka, obviously, it's bedafka, it's not. Look at the roots of Melech HaMashiach. David and Bathsheba, Yehuda and Tamar, Lot and his daughters. This is all David, the Malchus based David's lineage. So we discussed in the past, it's obviously, it's a pattern of murkiness, right? It's Siyata Deshmaya that it had to be this way for some reason. Again, we've had Shirim on that before, but that is just a hara to make. The Chinuch ends off by saying, the Isser Zed, this Isser does not apply Bezman HaZeh. Why? Because in the days of the Tanakh, Sancheriv was already Mevalbel. Sancheriv, the king of Ashur, mixed up all of the nations. And now if somebody comes and says, I'm from Ammon, I'm from Moab, we do not believe them. We assume, called the Parish, Beruba Parish, they're from the rove of the world, who are not from Ammon and Moab. And the Minchas Chinuch brings up the problem. Don't we have the principle of called Kavua Kamechsa Al Mechsadami? If somebody is stationary, so then it's like half and half. So you should be Machmir. And if somebody goes to an Ammonite or a Moab, Ammon and Moab, you know that it should be a problem. So the Minchas Chinuch works out why it's not a problem. When they become Giorim, when they become Gerim, so then Nishtana, there's a Shinui, and the principle of Kavua does not apply. But either way, that's what we hold. This Isser does not apply anymore Bizman Hazeh, because Sancheriv mixed up all of the nations. Next time we have to talk about the related Isser, and that is you're not allowed to call B'Shalom to Ammon and Moab. Again, it's a nation that has inherently Midos Ra'os, and therefore we have to stay away from them, and they have to stay away from us, at least in the males. Regarding the females, they have Midos Tovos, and they can marry into the nation as long as they convert.